Thursday, which was Monday. We discussed two ways of Achrayas being having bialos of Achrayas. There was, like I told you, a regular way of learning, where anything that's going to save you money or keep you from having a loss, and you have it, is like it's yours today. That's what Achrayas is. I have Achrayas. I have something Achrayas. Okay? And if I don't give it back, I have to pay money. So this thing is saving money right now. If it's saving money right now, it's as if it's mine. Because that's how David defined bialos. That's how David defined ownership. What was your definition again, David?
Anything that causes financial implications.
Anything that I have that has financial implications towards me is under my ownership. Or we said something else entirely, that it doesn't. It means a future thing. And that's got to do with Shmira. Shmira causes that in the future, when it gets lost, it's mine. So something that will be mine is like it's mine today. That's what Achrayas could be. Something that will be mine today. And we'll learn more about Achrayas, and we'll see how these things fit in. Okay. We'll break this up into two parts. So, when the Gemara talked about, when the Gemara discussed Achrayas, the Gemara felt the need to have a mashal. The Gemara says, Achrayas yuchayev by Rabbi Matzai, non Achrayas yuchayev by Rabbi Matzai. Ki ha damli Rabbi ben Chuzza. Like Rabbi told ben Chuzza, Be'iru chamir debnechelia mebetaychu. Get rid of the food that the Bnei Chelio gave you, that they make you cook for them. If it's chametz, do mignav and misav it. If it's stolen or lost, bishusrechu kaimi, it'll be yours. It'll be yisra shrume, ki yochandami. It's like it's yours. So since it'll be yours, it's like it's yours. This sounds a lot like the second way of learning. But anyway. But the Gemara has to have a mashal, and the three machokas that we're going to discuss now has to do with this mashal, and there's a lot more to discuss. But right now we'll discuss just the three way machokas. Achrayas, I think I ended off last time. So we have three types of shomrim and three types of achrayas. That's all about Achrayas of Shmira. There's other Achrayas. There's Achrayas of Geneva. There's Achrayas of Kabanos. There's many types of Achrayas, which we're also going to discuss. But let's talk about... Oh, boy. I'm sorry to do this to you. I'm really sorry to do this to you. Something just hit me, so I have to say to you. I just told you two ways of learning, right? Really and truthfully, they are both right. I don't like saying one's better than the other. I like saying they're both right. Because there's sort of proof. There is sort of proof. For example, Yomar says in Baba Kama, just 1 second. If I steal your chametz, right? I steal chametz before Pesach, and then Pesach comes, I could say, Harei Shechal Lefanecha. Well, basically, I could say Harish Kavnecha. Here's your comments. Here's what I stole from you. I could say Harish Kavnecha. Here's what I stole from you. What happens if I mazik? If I destroy this chametz? If I destroy the chametz, you stole some chametz, and I destroy it. Do I have to pay you for it? Yes, because if davar gav mamon kim mamon dami, if it's like kim mamon dami, you have money in this. How do you have money in it?
Value.
You have value. How do you have value in it?
Potential loss.
What? Because you could use this later to use it to give it back. Now, this is a regular case of davar gav mamon kim mamon dami. Do both svaras work in that case? Do both svaras work in that case? The two svaras that they both work in that case? No. The second one doesn't work. There was no Kabbalah Zacharias there. There was nothing. What makes me own it? You know what makes me own it? Because I could give it back. I could use it to give it back. So that therefore it gives me ownership now, but the fact that I stole it doesn't make it where it becomes mine. It doesn't become mine. So therefore, what happens is that right now I have ownership because I could use this to give it back to you. Yes.
We have a.
Either one of you.
We have a shot that the fact that you in the future might damage it and come to have to pay for it makes it yours now.
Yeah.
So we don't say that about any object, right? Like Yosef.
No.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
I don't just own
only
it
thing
I
that
own
I have.
It.
Only thing
so
that I have.
Because you stole it, you have that potential.
What?
So it's because you stole the object that really becomes yours, because you wouldn't have the potential to damage it if it wasn't in your possession. How did you get it in your possession? By stealing it.
Okay, but the problem there is, once I keep it, I stole it and I have it, and Pesach comes, it becomes Asim Hanah. So later on, it doesn't become mine. It doesn't become mine. It's Asim Hanah. The only thing you could say about that is, it's mine now because I'll be able to use it later. That's all you can say. Because I'm going to be able to make myself putter using this thing. I'm saving money by having this thing. That's the only thing you can say. Yes.
Isn't Kinev or Gzela different because you automatically put like the Kinev Gzela on you so you can be Chayev if something happens? Wouldn't that work differently? Like that's Mechayev.
Yeah, but once Pesach hits and becomes Asher Ba'anah, there is no more Kinev Gzela. There's no more nothing.
Because it's worth
nothing. Right. There's nothing. Yes?
But how can I use the Chametz Shavuot Pesach to say
that's the Gemara discussed there. That's not for our discussion now, but you could use it.
It's not
now, yeah. Okay, so we should know that they're both right in some ways. Some cases you need one explanation. Some cases you need the other explanation. But both explanations are right. But let's talk about now what Acharias means. Comes along. Let me start from the beginning. So, if you're Shoel, what type of Achrayis do you have to be a Shoel?
Full
Achrayis. What's full mean? Onus. Even onus. If it's struck by lightning, I have to pay. Okay?
But not Mitzvah Blachah.
Not Mitzvah Blachah. But, okay. But I'm Chayav for everything. Onus. I'm Chayav for onus. Shom HaSachar. Pays what? Doesn't pay for onus, but pays for gneva aveda. He doesn't pay for onus, he pays for gneva aveda. Shomachinim pays for what?
Shia.
Now the question is, what type, in order for Acharias to make it yours, in order for Acharias to give you bagas, what type of Acharias does it have to be? What? What's the most makel shita? The most makel shita is Tosfos and Bamitzia. Tosfos and Bamitzia, that pay, what was it, pay Baba Beis? Pay Baba Beis says that I must be chayiv for onsim. If I have such strong achrayas that I'm even chayiv for onus, it's exactly like it's mine. When something's mine and lightning strikes it, do I lose money? That's what mine means. Anything that happens to it, I lose money. So the only thing that fits that definition is what?
Shoah.
Or we call it Chiv Onsim. So Tosfos says, in order for this Gemara to be right, that Achrayas is ownership, it has to be the strongest Achrayas possible. That anything happens to it, I lose money. Therefore, that's like mine, because that's what happens when I lose something. Anything that happens to it, I lose money. That tells us in Pesachim. Everyone understand when I say this is the most makel shita? What? Hey, Bezo, Bezo. What, you understand why I say it's the most makel shita?
Yeah. Yeah,
because anything else, I won't be chayiv by Rabbi Ratzin. Only this is the most makel. There's a very, very few people, very few shomrim will be chayiv, for Pesach. Because you have to be a shoel in order to do that, to be chayiv. That is, yes?
I just thought you could explain the gneva
habita. So with the Gemara, so therefore, Tosos came along during Seder, Sam and Aaron. And Sam now says, so how does Tosos explain the Gemara? The Gemara says, if you chai for Gneva Veda, it's a, you're over. So they found a Tosos in Shivuos. They, what did you do?
They gandered
Tosos in Shivuos. And Tosos says that according to me, you must read this Gemara a little differently. You must say, Deir migna v'ir mitvid afilo ba'ones b'shusuchai kaimi. That when the Bnei Chelya charge you, they even charge you if lightning strikes it. So the Bnei Chelya also are ba'ones. Okay? So therefore, that's why the Bnei Chelya, that's why it's yours, because the case of Bnei Chelya also ba'ones, that's a Tosos and Shavuos, near the end of the daf, and what daf was it? Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, near the bottom, Tosos here. And that's what Tosos says, yes.
Just had a question on Gneva and Aveda. Like, what is the specific case? Because if they were stolen and they were locked up tight, is that a case of onus? And if he didn't lock it up tight, is that a case of Shia?
Okay, so the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that if you have and you lock it up tight and somehow it was stolen, that's onus. The Gneva of Aveda you pay for is if you didn't protect it 100%. So if you didn't protect it 100%, then you might go through how you protect stuff. So the verse says, for example, if you, you're watching somebody's money, if you bury it in the ground and someone steals it, that's the onus. That's the only way to protect money, by burying it in the ground. Well, let's say you put it in a safe, that's you chai for that, because that's not such a good protection. Okay, so there's different protections for different things, which are really onus or not onus. Were you practicing there or fall?
Fall, and I just learned that in afternoon
tip. Really? All right. Are you reading Baba Kama?
No, it came up in stuff.
Okay. Look. Mama and Shmuel Bakarka, right?
It was the topic of, you have to high come in. If a tap, like destruction, a bullet comes, it has to be free fucking. So it could also be fucking by Shmuel.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so that's one shita. We'll talk about that shita soon. That's one shita. Then we have another shita. Everyone turn to the Rush. I'll turn to the Rush. The Rosh is in the middle of, right at the beginning of Rosh, Os Dalet, near the end of this, near the end of the first column of Dalet. The Rosh says in our Gemara, the Rosh says in Gemara, when can you have a goyis and when can't you have a goyis? So you can't have a goyis when you kabal krayis. You could have a goyis when you're not kabal krayis. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. E kabal achrayis usher davlik in the day. Ki amar lu rava l'bnei mechuzah. Like Rava said to Bnei Mechuzah, the iru chamira the bnei chayim b'taychu. Even the mitzvah of mignav b'shisuchayil kaimi, it's in Yerushos, u'bisa l'shumei kidet chudami. V'lo kibla achrayis, shari. But if you didn't take achrayis, it's allowed. Yesh omrim, dafke shom esachar. Only shom esachar, the chayiv b'gneva aveda. Yechayiv gneva aveda. Avo shom achinam ro. But shom achinam, there Achrayis, the Achrayis of Shom Achinam, which is what?
Pshia.
That's not enough to make it into yours. V'dakinen magishna diru mignav omitvad kankas of ri. So, and the ones that say not Shom Achinam also use the same thing. It says if it's stolen or lost, you have to pay so it's yours. It doesn't say the word Pshia, right? In order to it shouldn't be proof. You'd have to say, just like Tosa says, you have to add mitvah, gid migdav mitvah ba'ones. You'd have to say mitvah migdav b'mashiach. You'd have to say that also. But he brings a raya that says gneva veda, so it must be shom esachar. U'bahakasef afilu shom achinim nami. Rahak says, even Shamachinam, Midnav Mitvah, the Pshia Kamar, and he means Midnav Mitvah, the Pshia. Now, so the Rush only brings two Shitas. Only brings the Shita of Gneva Veda and the Shita of what you call it, of Pshia. The Shita of the sheet that no shom achinam, yes shom esachar, no shom achinam. The Rush doesn't think at all that you need omnes. That the Rush doesn't say. The Rush doesn't hold that. Now, when you look at this machokas, what can this machokas be about? What is it about? Now, Let's see Namiri, who explains what this machlokas in the Rush is about. Yes?
I was going to ask, is the machlokas about how much of achrayis does one need to have for...
Let's see. We'll see. Yes?
I think the soldiers, would they not demand that it be repaid depending on how it was lost or stolen or, you know, what...
Three shitas. Right?
That's what they're arguing.
According to Tosfos, the soldiers will even demand to be paid if there's an onus.
Right.
According to the Rush, the soldiers will only demand to be paid if it's regular Gneva Veda, not onus. According to Bahag, the soldiers will even ask you to pay if you're Pashia.
Right.
According to Bahag, the soldiers are going with Jewish dinim. And what are the Jews in this case? A Shomer Achinam, right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
So wouldn't Tosok be more machmir? Because now it's they're coming after you even for an onus. Isn't that the most machmir?
They are machmir on you, but Lagabe the din of chametz, it's the most mekel. The soldiers are machmir on you,
okay.
But when you look at the din of chametz, can you have this chametz or not? That's to say you only
if,
need...
If they care so much about onsen, they care about the other things also.
What?
If you say onsen, then they care about everything also. They don't only care about lightning striking
sure.
it, or if it got
very
stolen, they care
now,
also.
Now, if you... That's Tosfos.
But then most macher, that's including everyone.
No, Tosfos says that only if they want onsen.
They'll only charge you for it?
They'll only charge you for onsen. They won't charge you for regulars getting stolen.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
No, 1 second. That can't be. 1 second. That can't be.
Is it that?
Sean's high also.
No, Rabbi, is it Tosfos saying that? Tosfos saying that they'll hire
you for
free.
No, they have to charge. No. The soldiers will charge you. You mix me up. Well, everything. They charge you for Pshia, charge you for Gnei Veda, and Tosfos has your own sin. That chametz now, can you have it?
No.
Can you have it on Pesach?
Only if,
only if the soldiers plan. Charge you also on onsen. That's Tosfos. Got that?
Then you can
have
yeah,
it. Then you, you can have it only if the soldiers charge you also for onsen. Yes.
I was gonna say that's why Tosfos lands out where there, if it's Elu, Migna, Misyavet, and onsen, that's why the Rabbah said that
right.
you come
yes,
to
yes,
pay.
Yes.
Therefore,
yes.
anything less than that
would be chametz. Right.
Why?
Right.
Why?
1 second. Yes, Mashiach.
If they only charge...
If they charge you for all three, that's when you can't... That's when you can't have it on chametz. Right? It's machmer on what they charge you. It's maker on the chametz side. Because if it's less than all three, then you're not chayav to get rid of it. It's a kula for chametz. If they charge me only for gneva aveda and only for pshia, but not for ones, I'll be able to have that chametz in my house. That means it's a kula. Tosu saying bnei is also ones, yes.
And that's why it's more meaningful.
Right, they're more machmar on you, but it's more mega for chametz.
That's
the fitosos in Bamtzia. Yes.
So then the behag here is the most common opinion.
Yes. Yes.
According to Tosfos, why would it matter if the possibility of you losing it or being or an onus, right? If it's just the possibility of it, is why Rav is telling them to get rid of it because you might come to be hyped to replace it. Then it shouldn't matter if he you shouldn't have to add onus at all. Just even if they just said Gnei Aveda, the possibility that might be stolen or lost should still make you chayav. It shouldn't matter.
Very good question. That's what we're going to discuss.
What's the question?
That's what we're going to discuss. That means what he's asking, according to your definition, that ownership is. This will might cause me a loss, right? What's the difference? It might cause me a loss for onus, or cause me a loss if it gets stolen, without onus. If it could cause me a loss, I have ownership on it. So even if it's not onus, it might cause me a loss.
She also,
all of them, will cause me a loss. That's what we're coming to talk about. Yes.
If it's stolen through an onis, then you're chayv. If it's stolen not through an onis, then...
What you chayv, what are you talking about?
When you chayv to your beer.
Yes.
Only when the gzeila happens through an onis?
No. Only if they will charge, even if the gzeila was through an onis. Okay? Yes.
I'm just trying to understand the goal here. Is the goal here to define what achrayus is, what achrayus means?
The goal here is to define what achrayus is, and the goal here is to define in what definition of achrayus will cause ownership.
So when Rava brings the mushel from the soldiers,
so the
mushel,
so the mushel could go all three ways depending how you read it.
I mean, all three ways.
It could tell us about that only that he have to have onsim, because you read it Migna Baonis.
That's what Tosu says.
Yeah. Or Regu Gneva. That's the Rush. And then even if it's Peshia, and that's the Bahag.
Okay.
Last one, and we'll see this. Yes.
So maybe agree that it's hard to see the Bahag in the words. Like, it's a bit of a stretch.
It's hard to see Tosus in the words. It's hard to see the Bahag in the words because the word onus is not added and the word pshi is not added.
But
right, yeah, and that's what the Rush says. And they say that's how this Gemara. It's a story. The way a story went could be many different ways. Okay. Who says what these soldiers said?
Pastor Shah would be like the
What?
Pasha Pshat would go like the Rish.
Pasha would like the Rush.
The Rush. And the Rish Rish.
Okay. Okay. Look at the Meiri. We're not going to the first piece yet. V'yesh mi she'omer. She'kol she'yesh li'Yisrael Torah shomer al osa chametz. If a Jew is a shomer on the chametz, I feel shomachinim, even if it's a shomachinim, chayev ravar, he must get rid of it. Shechiv hu b'pshia. You have achrayas. What's your achrayas on?
Pshia.
Because you chayev b'pshia, achrayu so olav. And if you chayev pshia, that means you have achrayas. Once we say you have achrayas, and what does the Gemara say about having achrayas? It's as if it's yours. If you have achrayas, it's as if it's yours. And so any achrayas you have makes it yours. So even shomachinam. Now, ve'ein hetem bedover ze el shomaro habeis kamach she'en rav tor shmira klal kamo shesbar b'mkomo. That's going to be the next daf where there's another level. Which, where I tell the guy, put it in a certain closet. So it's like I'm giving him the closet. I'm not a shomer at all. Like he put his chametz into my house in his closet. So even if there is a chrayas, I won't be over. But that's going to the Gemara and Avav Amid Aleph, which discusses it. I gave the guy my closet to put it into. But so the Rebbe says this isn't talking about that. Okay. Now we're going to turn the page. Four lines down on page U, I think it is. V'yesh meforshim sh'af b'shmir sochar pater. Even shom sochar is pater. Who's that? Who says that? Tosos in Bamatsia. That even Shomer Sochar is Pater. What do you have to be Chayev Biur? Shah. Umasha Hevi Bekan Binan Dover Garden of Mammon. Shmos Kachim Shai Bakhuson. Shem Nigna Musham Shum Kapo. Shmashu Chai Bakhuson Mammon the Dehu. By Kachim. Where we say Dabgam Mam Kamamadami, what type of achrayus do you have on Kachim? Valachiv achrayus and Akba Onsen Hu. There it's also onus. Kigon da Amahare Alai. When you say a Ray Alai, I say we say about Dabgam Mamma, right? What's the case of Dabgam Mamma? I say a Hare Alai carbon. And I put a carbon down. Lightning strike this carbon. Do I have to pay?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's the case. So carbon is a case where onus.
According to who?
Well, according to everybody. So that's what the Meiri is saying. Carbon is a case of onus. But it's no proof, really. But there's no proof. That's not a proof. Mekamakam, zu shel davar gadol mamon stamei itmar af b'lochiv onsim. That's a case of onus, but it's also said where it's not, where there's no onus. Okay, now, go down three lines. And here is the Miri's big chiddush. A lot of people learn it the way it says. I don't I can't learn it the way it says it. No. A lot of people learn it not the way it says it, but you have to learn it the way it says it. The Ikra Dvarim, what's the Ikra? The Miri says. Shebishmiras Chinam Vade Pater. Shomachinim is Vade Pater. Shechiv B'Pshia Ke'en Heziku. Chiv B'Pshia is like Mazik. Ve'en Chiyuva Matorah Shmir Gemura. You're not chayiv because you're a shomer. Hashomasachar mi chayiv levayroi. But shomasachar, it is chayiv shmira. What does this mean? So there was, for a long time, the whole world learned this, that, oh, according to Meiri, pshia is mazik. Now, this is hard to understand. There's two things here. First of all, what does Shmira Mazik mean? What does that mean according to this way of learning? I'm telling you right now. Meaning that when I become a Shomachinam, okay, I'm a Shomasachar. I have to give you back your object. If it's stolen, right, I have to pay for it. I have to give you back your object. Now, if it's stolen, did I steal it? No. It was stolen. So why am I chayev if it's stolen? Why am I chayev to pay if it's stolen?
Because we said yesterday, it's
my chiyuv shmira. When I become a shomer, that's my chiyuv shmira. That if it's stolen, I pay for it. So why do I pay for it if it's stolen? Because I'm a shomer. I pay because I'm a shomer. My shmira makes me pay for it. But if you say, pshia is like a mazik, it means like this. I go over and I tear his shirt, right? I have to pay for it. Is there anything else involved? Nothing, I'm mazik. If I'm a shamachinam, and I'm a pshia, what does that mean? I'm not chai because I'm a shomer. I'm chayv because I did pshia. I did hezek to your thing. I did pshia. So what's making me chayv? What is making me chayv?
Pshia.
The pshia is making you chayv. I did pshia to it. Therefore, pshia is like mazik. It's the pshia that's making me chayv for it. So pshia is like mazik. Now, you can't say that pshia is like mazik. You can't ever say that. Why can't you say that? When I mazik something, we have a whole Gemara Baba Kama, a whole Masechta. I mazik something. What's the case of pshia? What's the case of pshia? You give me your cow to watch. I watch your cow, and I pshia. What do? I leave open the door. Okay, your cow wanders out. It wanders out into the yard. Then it wanders in the street and it's hit by a car. Am I a mazik?
Indirectly,
yeah. Well, I'm not. What did I do?
You left the door.
It's for pshia. I'm not a mazik.
No,
it's pshia. It's pshia. It's not mazik. So what does he say? Pshia is mazik.
Saying that you pass.
But so a pshia is not a mazik at all. Pshia is not. One second. If she is not mazik at all, it's not. What does this mirror mean? Let me tell you what this mirror means. Again, let's say I'm not a shomer on his shirt. I'm not a shomer at all. Nothing. I'm not a shomer at all. And I'm sorry, a shomer on his chametz. I'm not a shomer on his chametz. Rabbi Shmulevitz, please watch my chametz. You have no obligation whatsoever. Am I allowed to keep that in Pesach?
Yes.
Right? I'm allowed to keep it in Pesach. Why?
Noach Reis.
There's nothing that makes me mine. Oh, but it is. Because if I tear it, if I eat this chametz, I'll have to pay. So why don't we say that? Why don't we say, oh, but this does cause some financial problems for me. Because if I eat this chametz, I will have to pay. What's wrong with that svara? What's wrong with it? Yes?
It's not a specific thing. It's not, Rebbe said, like, if you tear Eitan's shirt, so there's a certain damage that if anyone does it, then they have to pay for it. But it's not a specific responsibility to that person. It's not, it's different than a pride. A pride is belonging.
Okay, that is true.
If you did it,
I need more than that. That's true.
So why would you pay?
What?
Why would you pay if you never look at a prize for it?
Oh, but if I tear it, I'm a mazik. So if I eat it, I'm a mazik. So this is worth money to me. Because if I eat it, I have to pay for it. So what's the answer?
It requires an action on your part.
Oh, so but it's deeper than requires the action on my part. Yes, David?
Until you eat or until you do whatever, you don't have a charis.
Very good. Until I eat it, do I have any connection to this object at all?
No.
Monetary connection. So the monetary connection is only later when I eat it. That won't make it mine now. The monetary connection is later. That is the real answer to that question. Therefore, that's what the Miri means. The Miri means that Pshia is the same thing. Pshia is not. Pshia is, when I become a Shomer, I'm Chai for Pshia. But the Chai Pshia, until it happens, I have no monetary connection to this. When I do a Pshia, that's when I'll be Chayiv for Pshia. But before I do the Pshia, I have no monetary connection to it. That's exactly like what? Like Mazik. That's what the Miri means. Pshia is like Mazik. There's no monetary connection between me and the object. If I'm not a Shomer, if I am a Shomer, but a Shomer Chinam, what monetary connection do I have to it?
Zero.
Well, zero. If I go and I do a Pshia, then I'll be Chayiv. But it has nothing to do with my being a Shomer. That is what the Meiri said. This is a tremendous Kiddush. It's a tremendous Kiddush. According to the Meiri, be Chayiv of Pshia cannot make it mine now because it happens later. Yes.
I think there's a difference here, though, where Pshia doesn't require any action. So the Achrayas should have been on you right away, because if you just leave it there, right, and something happens to it and that you could have prevented, then that's on you. That with Nezek, you need to actively do something in order to become, in order to accept that Achrayas. There's no Achrayas before.
She, I also actively did something.
You don't have to actively. If you leave the door open, you leave the cows.
That's called activating. I open the door.
Let's say you just left it open.
I open it with the cow. Even if it's open, I put the cow in. I just did an action. Put the cow into a place where there's an open door.
Okay. He says, you know, take care of my cow. It's on my farm. Right?
On your farm?
Yeah. I leave Rebbe my cow. I say, it's on my farm. Rebbe, just take care of it. Rebbe doesn't feed it. Right? The lack of action is Pashia, and the cow dies because of it. Then that would be a chayv. It wouldn't be nezek.
I don't know your case. I really don't know your case.
Rebbe just doesn't feed the cow.
Even if you're right, which you're not, but even if you're right, but when does this chiyuv come about? Later.
Why later?
When it, I'm chayiv for something happening to it. B'pshia, that's what I'm chayiv for.
I'm saying if there's no action involved there, then it should be something that's just always there from the beginning. But Nezik, there's an action.
It could be, but I don't. The Miri doesn't hold it that far.
So when would Rebbe accept a
Chayas? One second. But one second. But, yes, I want to get the but in here. Yes.
So the Miri is talking about how Shomira and Achrayas aren't necessarily connected, but rather it's the moment that, like by Shomer Chinam, the moment that they are now financially obligated. Like
I'm not financially obligated when I'm a Shomer Chinam.
Until you do Pshia.
That's the Pshia makes my financial obligation.
And therefore, you would be chayiv to do.
Therefore, I wouldn't be chayiv to do beer, because it's not mine.
At that time. But
before,
if you're poshe, would you be retroactive?
No.
No, it's from the moment that you...
Yeah.
So, if you did poshe, if you were poshe, then you would be chayiv to do beer.
No.
No.
I mean, at that time, if I still have it, yes.
If you're poshe before...
If I'm poshe and something happens to it, then at that moment, maybe I'll be chayiv, maybe, I don't know. You don't know. Yes?
So, according to the theory, right, if we, the person, let's say, gets the bread or whatever from the quartermasters on day one of Pesach, and day seven of Pesach, the person is poshe, and now he's chayiv for it, so he now gets the achayas. So, are we saying that... But would Meir hold the mefreya that he had?
No.
How can we say that?
Wow. It's not mefreya.
What was that?
It's not mefreya. It doesn't work in mefreya. That's his whole point. She is not mefreya. She is a mechayev. Yes.
Isn't a situation where a person could become mechayev or something, could become responsible for something, that in itself makes that person responsible for something? Meaning, if you could become responsible for something, that situation is the responsibility.
And that's the question. Whoever said that gives you ownership? I could become responsible.
That was one of the ways we said that we read the Gemara, that something could happen, and that therefore now it's like you are that.
Yeah, but that's all if I have responsibility. But I don't have responsibility.
But you have a responsibility that you could be responsible. You're in a specific situation.
You could have a problem.
No, you're in a specific situation.
Maybe. But let's just talk about what Nathan said. Nathan's right. And there is the Bahag, right? It was the Bahag, right? The one who said the Yechayev Hashem Achinam. What does the Bahag hold? What does the Bahag hold? The Bahag hold, maybe like Nathan, or a different way, but they hold Pshia is a type of a Christ also. You know, if I go to your house and I open the door, and your animal walks out and gets run by a car, am I chayev?
No.
I go to your house, I open the door, your animal walks out. You hit by a car. Am I chayev?
No.
I'm not chayev. Even if I do it intentionally, I'm not chayev. Why?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. When are you chayev? Only a shomer is chayev. That means that when I undertook shmira, I'm undertaking this chayev also. If when I undertake shmira, I'm undertaking this chayev, then Nathan's right. Right, and then you're right. Right now, I've undertaken a certain chiyuv. What's the chiyuv I've undertaken now? If I do a pshia, and the pshia in itself is not a mazik. So it's my pshia, it's my shmira now that is really causing my pshia to be chayiv. That gives it to me now. And what does the miri hold? No. That, oh, a shomer is chayiv pshia, but what makes me chayiv? The pshia. It's two separate ways of looking at pshia. And this way, that's the most unbelievable thing. And this will cause this whole thing. Will Hashem Achinam have to get rid of his chametz? Right? The Bahag says, Hashem Achinam will have to get rid of his chametz. Why? He's chayiv right now. What's his chayiv right now? He became a shomer. Everything you're chayiv for everything because you're a shomer. A she happens later. A gnev happens later. Onus happens later. That's all because you're a shomer, you're chayiv. Bahag holds in the Miri holds, no. She is what does it. But, let's say, I'm a shomer sachar. And it gets stolen, then the Miri agrees it's mine even before it's stolen. Why is it mine even before it's stolen? Because it's stealing is for sure because I'm a shomer. Stealing, I didn't do anything wrong. Who did it? You did it. You stole my object. You stole the object. What did I do? Ah, my shmira, I undertook in my shmira to pay for this. Say, I undertook the payment when I became a shomer. So by having this thing, I'm financially chayiv. I undertook this chayiv. So therefore, it's worth money to me. Therefore, it's mine because it's financial. This is makokas. Yes?
Because you took money, then you would be chayiv from the beginning?
Not because I took money.
I'm saying by the case of
a shomer sachar. Okay.
When you were paid for it.
Okay. You're getting to Baba Kama. You're getting to Baba Kama stuff. Now you're saying, what's machayev me for Gneva Veda by a shomer sachar? Is the payment machayev me, or is it a different type of shmira? That is pure Baba Kama lamdis, which most of the world believes. It's not the payment that's machayev me, but I undertake a different type of shmira. A stronger shmira. I got to put it in the earth, something like that. Or 312. Yes.
So what's Tosafot's reasoning to exclude?
Okay, so now, so Tosafot becomes very hard, because really, when I'm a shomer sachar, it's mine. Why is it mine? Because why is it mine? Because I have a chayiv right now. I undertook a chayiv, and if anything happens, this thing is saving me money. So this thing will cause me loss of money. So there's bialis. Tosafos holds that's not enough. I have to be like I said before, I have to be like a regular bialim. What is a regular bialim? A regular bialim is anything that happens to it causes loss of money. That tells a shita. A chrayas has to make me like a regular owner. And a regular owner is anything that happens. Rush holds no. As long as there's financial loss involved, that's ownership. And that's that machokas. So it's very interesting how they argue. But now, at the bottom line, which he said before, the bottom line is what this machokas is. How much of an achrayus gives you ownership? How much achrayus do you need to undertake upon yourself that you should be like an owner? According to Bahag, very little achrayus. According to Rush, half achrayus. According to Tosos, full achrayus. So really, the machlokas really is how much achrayus I have to take to give me ownership, yes.
Isn't the theory hold that as long as you have a chayis, you'd be chayiv for beer? Because he says that a shomer
shachar.
Well, a shomer chinam isn't.
Isn't a shomer chayis?
Technically, he doesn't have any chayis.
Technically, the chayis is not what's mechayiv him. The pshia is mechayiv him.
But once he has pshia, then he has to pay for it.
Yeah.
Would that mean that he has a chayis at that point?
No, you have to pay for it because you had a chrayas, but it's not the chrayas that causes you. It's I don't know how to say it, but it's.
It doesn't hold that of a chrayas at all. But that's.
It's a very weak type of a chrayas. That means I'm not chayiv any. The question is a chrayas mechayiv you something? I'm saying it in a gumdish way, but that's the way you have to say it. If a chrayis is mechayev you, then it gives you ownership. If a chrayis is not mechayev you, it does give you ownership. By shomer chinam, you have a chrayis. But is a chrayis mechayev you something? According to the Bahag, yes.
According to the Iri, no.
No, the Pshi is mechayev you. Even though I have a chrayis.
But then that means that that's what I'm asking. The Meiri says that if you would have a chrayis, so he, like, if you have even the littlest amount of a chrayis,
right,
would be.
Right, right.
So the reason why Shomer Chinam is
right.
Not
the Pshi is Mechayev you. A chrayis is Mechayev you.
So isn't he like one of the more
That's the most. That's
the most makel.
What?
Is that the most makel?
No, the most makel is the bahad.
Doesn't the Meiri hold also that, like, even at the littlest amount of
Akrayas? Yeah, but
Ashomachin doesn't have any Akrayas.
Okay, that's playing with words. That's really playing with words. Yes?
The Meiri is not focusing on the appeal. It's saying that there is no Akrayas at all.
That's the question, what he means when he says it's Kamazik. Now we know that means. If I gave you something, you didn't become a shomer. I put something in your house. You're not a shomer. I say you're not even shomer chinam. You're nothing. And you're posheya. Are you chayev?
No.
So pshi is not machayev you. Pshi is machayev a shomer. What does that mean, pshi is machayev a shomer? A shomer, somebody asked me before, he asked me, what's the translation of achrayas? Responsibility. Being a shomer gives me some responsibility. What responsibility? That if I do a pshia, the pshia will be mechayev me. That's the way you got to say it, but it's a mouthful. But that's what it is. Only with a certain responsibility will the pshia be mechayev me. It's not easy. Very not easy. Okay. Now it gets a little harder. Then we have another thing in the Rush and the Meiri. We're gonna have to put it all together. Already? Okay, yeah. I'll see you guys tomorrow. I was sure I have another half hour left. Wow.
Thank you, Eddie.
Where is the Meiri finish?